Kristen.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love. Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
I got up a little bit early this morning to watch the iPhone launch.
Oh, you watched it live, did you?
Yeah, I watched the last half hour of it live.
Right.
Pretty exciting.
Is it?
Oh, I saw the iPhone X. It's got like a new improved selfie camera.
I'm nervous that it doesn't have a home button.
Oh, it doesn't.
I don't know why I'm nervous about that, but it just makes me a bit nervous.
You just got to flick up. It's a new gesture.
So you just swipe up now.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to relearn your gestures now.
Do you?
Yeah, for the iPhone. I never learned the original ones.
What are the original gestures?
Don't know, because I didn't learn them.
What do you mean gestures?
Yeah, so like if you swipe, you know the new iPhone update? You got to like swipe a certain way to get into someone's phone. You know whenever I try and get into your phone?
Yeah.
I try and get the password screen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, drives me crazy. Yeah. I'm like, how do I get onto your phone?
You get frustrated very quickly. It's like Fort Knox, that thing.
Yeah, because you need a certain gesture to get it to that screen.
Like, you just press the home button.
I've tried pressing the home button. It doesn't work.
Well, now there's not even going to be a home button to press.
Oh, you know what the worst thing about the fingerprint thing was?
What?
Oh, when you just want to, you see a message pop up on the screen, so you just get up your phone and you press the home button so you can view the message, and it opens the phone. Message disappears.
Oh, that's annoying.
First world problem.
Yeah. Do you ever hold over the message? You hold the message and it pops up?
Does it?
Yeah. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Here, I'll text you a message.
Yeah, text me a message right now. Thank you.
All right.
Charles McGarth.
I'm just going to say hi.
Okay.
And then when, have you got your phone on silent?
Yeah,
actually, no, don't worry about it because then it'll prove that I sent you a text.
Yeah.
Okay, I've just sent you hi, but have your phone locked.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now hold down on the message notification.
And then what is it? I don't see. I'm holding. Oh, there you go.
See?
Oh.
See? Have you never done that before?
So you can reply to someone
without opening your phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool. Did you like my ringtone?
Yeah, that's good, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Remember my actual ringtone? Why don't you try calling my phone?
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
I've got
this
a really cool ringtone.
This is very funny. This is a very funny ringtone. P.S., you're in my favourites. Did you know that?
I didn't even know you could have favourites. I spend all this money on iPhones
Mate,
and I don't know anything.
Who's the iPhone expert here? Really? You got up to watch the launch? I didn't need to. I already know everybody.
Well, I love it.
Okay,
great. Okay,
you.
You're calling me now. Yep. Let's have a listen to this bad boy on Hit 93.5.
Yep. Here we go. It's ringing. It actually gets me every time when I hear that. Every time.
Despacito. Oh,
so good.
We are talking.
Oh, meanwhile, we've got a show to do today.
Stephen Fennick.
From techguide.com.au. He's at the launch over at Apple. And he's going to give us all the lowdown on the new iPhones.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, so that's coming up after 8 o'clock. We're also speaking to Tara from The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
She's in the top three.
She is.
Oh, my God. It's getting down to the pointy end of things.
I'm going to have to ask her what happens because I'm not going to watch it. So,
try and pick her brains about that.
Do you think she'll let me know?
Oh, maybe.
We should ask.
Turn on your charm.
If that rumor from last night's true.
Oh, that rumor was a bit juicy.
Yeah, about the
waiter.
The waiter. Oh, is there a waiter?
Oh, there's a rumor
rumor
about the waiter too.
Oh, is there a new rumor?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
Go on, tell us
All
quickly.
Right. Okay. So apparently, Laura said to Maddie, "Oh, don't worry. Tara actually likes one of the waiters who works at the mansion better than she likes you." That's a bit scandalous. I need to ask her about that.
Anyway, secret sound.
Meanwhile, that's coming up next too.
13, 12, 16. If you want to play, kiss somebody, Morgan Evans, right now. Sometimes you get Morning, everybody. It's your Konski Wake Up Shaker. 8:15 on your Wednesday morning and tops of 28 degrees. We do it all thanks to Macca's. Try the new Macca's chicken tenders, made for snacking, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m.
We're talking to Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au, resident tech expert.
Yeah, with the iPhone coming out today.
The new iPhone 8 and the iPhone X has been released today. They're
Great.
Also calling it the iPhone 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's joining us
right now. Stephen, tell us exactly where you are and what you're doing, mate.
Yeah, well, I'm actually still in the Steve Jobs Theatre. They've opened a massive hands-on area for the new iPhone 10 and the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. They also unveil the Apple TV 4K and Apple Watch Series 3.
Oh,
Apple Watch
goodness.
Series 3 has its own SIM card now. But the main the main focus of everyone's attention, though, is this incredible new iPhone, the iPhone 10, which has a 5.8 edge-to-edge screen. So the entire front of the phone is just made up entirely of screen.
So no whiteboard anymore.
Bigger. Well, no, there's not. There's also no home button either. So you remember on the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, and it's still there with the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, there is the home button. But with the iPhone 10, the home button is gone. In its place, though, people are saying, well, how do I secure my phone? Well, they've got a new feature called Face ID, which actually recognises up to 30,000 points of recognition on your face, so that all you need to do to unlock the phone is simply look at it. And it's a split second for you to unlock the phone. You can also secure things like Apple Pay, App Store purchases using Face ID in a similar way that you would have with your fingerprint anyway. Okay.
And Stephen, tell us, what's the main, going to the iPhone 8 at the moment, is there much of a difference from that to the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus?
Yeah, there is a slight design change. What you'll notice is that the backside of the phone, the rear panel, is now made of glass.
Oh.
There's been a slight design tweak. The reason for the glass is to give the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10, for that matter, which also has a glass back, it now allows for wireless charging.
Great.
So rather than you having to connect a cable, you can actually rest it on top of a wireless charger.
They're already
available now, the features we've seen with other phones, but third-party manufacturers have got the wireless charging pads. And Apple will come up with their own next year so that it'll be able to charge your phone, your watch, and your AirPods at the same time. So wireless charging, it's another new feature for the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus.
Yeah, I did see this morning while watching the live stream on Apple that they're calling this new product they're making, I think, AirPower. Do you think, Stephen, that that's going to revolutionise charging for the future, especially like in workplaces and out in shopping centres, that these sort of things are just going to pop up everywhere?
Yeah, totally. I think you'll see now some cafes and even airports around the world do already have these. They call them Qi wireless charging, spelled QI. Apple has also, their wireless charging also recognises that standard. So yes, you'll see a lot more of these popping up. Now that Apple's doing wireless charging, I think a lot more people are going to pay attention to it. Mm. And a lot of cafes, even vehicles. So you're in your car, you'll be able to maybe put your phone down on your console, and the console will then charge your phone at the same time. So forget the cables. You can now use the wireless charging feature in your car, in restaurants, airports. You're going to see a lot more of it.
Fantastic. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au, live from the Steve Jobs Theatre for the Apple launch. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
I reckon I'm definitely going to get that new iPhone 10.
The X?
Oh, I'm going to splurge.
Oh, I'm nervous about it not having a home button.
Along with a new Apple iWatch.
Oh, splurge. Oh,
don't ask for a Christmas present. I'm out of cash. Absolutely no presents for anybody. No asking. Tara from The Bachelor joins us now. Tara, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, thank you. How are you guys?
Great. We've got to ask, how's your hot waiter friend?
Oh, my God.
He seems cute.
No, he's not cute. I wouldn't touch him.
What happened?
Well, nothing happened. I don't know. There's a girl in there that just keeps making up all these malicious rumours about me. I never gave Derek my number. And he hasn't asked me on a date. And the only time we've been in contact is when he contacted me about the article. So I don't know. It's just,
has a very different version of what went down, by the way. He's being like, I texted her the other day asking if I could take her out. We chat quite a bit.
So has he made all this up, Tara?
Yeah, he hasn't asked me to come out. I even messaged him and I was like, so I didn't give him my number in the house. I ran into him the weekend I got eliminated in Newtown. And I was like, oh, Desi, how you going, mate? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, we're going to Frankie's. He was at work. And I was like, we're going to Frankie's. Come kick on if you want. So that's how we exchanged numbers. It was way after the house. And, but there was no flirting. It was just like a mate. Like, he was our bartender for that whole time in the house.
Totally
so,
understand. Right. Which position did you come in the show, Tara?
I won.
You won?
Yeah, I won.
Did you win The Bachelor?
Maybe.
Tara?
Wait, are you the one, Tara, that Maddie J asked to marry and you said no?
Yeah, I was like, mate, don't rush into it, man. Just take it easy.
I don't know if I can take you seriously right now.
So,
not
allowed to tell. Okay. So I think she's thrown us a red herring.
I thought we had a scoop there.
Tara, you sneaky rascal.
Sorry.
So Tara, are you still on the show?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so you're still on the show, but you said you got eliminated in Newtown.
Huh?
You said before, I got eliminated in Newtown.
Well, everyone gets it. Like, the show ends. The show ends. I didn't get eliminated in Newtown. Like, when the show ended, I was out in Newtown.
Oh, right. Oh, you were out in Newtown.
I see.
It was filmed in Sydney. So I went out in Newtown, caught up with my mate, ran into that bloody Derek the bartender. Out.
So Derek's just gone and made all this stuff up.
He reckons that he didn't even say it because I was like, what shit are you saying, mate? And he was like, I think it's someone else. I didn't say any of that. But it's like, are you serious? Like,
yeah. No, I don't trust him.
No, that's fine. That's okay.
Not very nice of someone to make stuff up like that,
and
is it?
And not very nice of Laura to throw you under the bus like that.
Yeah, that was all taken out of proportion as well. So when I got back from my date, Derek poured my wine quite high in my glass and I had multiple wines. And so he handed me my maybe fourth wine, which is probably the second bottle.
Right, okay.
And I was like, thanks, Maddie. Whoops, Derek.
You'd had a few.
And I just had a little slip up. And, apparently that means I'm in love with bloody Derek.
Okay.
Right. Hey, well, you heard it here first.
Tara, absolute pleasure having you on the show this morning. Can't wait to watch you tonight.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
No worries. You have a great night and enjoy it, whatever the outcome is. Thanks, Tara.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Tara. Okay,
mate.
One sec.
Is she gone?
She's gone.
Mate, we have stitched her up deluxe.
She 100%
has not won The Bachelor.
She said she got 100%.
Eliminated. 100%. She said she got eliminated, and after the show, she saw Derek in Newtown.
Okay, one second. Let me just...
go back and play that bit again.
Radio technology. One second. Let me have a...
It was about a minute in.
About a minute.
Mate, she...
I ran into him the weekend I got eliminated.
Wait a minute. She just...
Just play it again.
Here, let's listen to him a bit further back.
Didn't give him my number in the house. I ran into him the weekend I got eliminated.
She's been eliminated.
She
hasn't won The Bachelor. We stitched her up.
You know what? Poor thing. She's been doing radio interviews all morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's let it slip.
Yeah. And then she tried to backtrack it by saying, no, everyone gets eliminated. It was after the show ended. That's when I saw him, after the show ended, not after I got eliminated. Mate. Just call us Carmen San Diego.
Tara.
Oh, what a scoop. I love how
that she have a winner.
She tried to stitch us up. She's like, oh, yeah, I won, guys. Yeah. No, mate, we're too good for her.
I guess it's official. Tara does not win The Bachelor tonight.
Heard it here first on Pippa and Jimmy. They hit 93.5.
Leaves two more, doesn't it?
Laura. Yep.
Yeah, and...
someone else.
Don't know who the other one is.
I can't remember what the other one's
name is. Because you know I don't watch her.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I've just had a mental blank.
You have?
I was like a brain freeze.
Come on, don't you think Maddie J's a bit of a wet hanky? Surely.
You thought he was cute when we interviewed him.
You know that I say one thing to their face and one thing behind their back. You know me.
If you want to hear or re-listen to our interview with Tara or The Bachelor Scoop, you can get that on our catch-up show as well.
Into him the weekend I got eliminated.
The weekend?
I got she got eliminated.
We will be out.
I'm sorry, Tara, you did not receive a rose.
Mm-hmm. You didn't. We're up with nap time in around 20 minutes' time. We'll see you then. Otherwise, have a great Wednesday. Bye.
Bye. Hamish and